Hello and welcome to For You English. Today we will be finishing our fun fact article. So last time we learned an amazing dolphin ability. They can sleep with one eye like this. Well done. And we also learned how a giant volcanic eruption caused the entire planet to be colder for a whole year and possibly longer. But what are we going to get into today, Chris?
Well, today I believe we're talking about a symbol that's used in math often and the kind of like history behind it. And we're also talking about a lucky charm that has to do with a specific animal.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Well, let's get started right now.
Reading. Fun facts. 1. How did the equals sign become a standard symbol in mathematics? A. Researchers discovered it at the Great Pyramids in Egypt. B. It is meant to look like train tracks, showing the movement of numbers. C. A mathematician grew tired of writing is equal to so often. You put two and two together. If you calculated, that the answer is C. The equals sign was invented in 1557 by Robert Ricord. He first called them Gémeaux lines, which means twin lines. He felt that writing out the words is equal to was tedious and a waste of his time. 2. Rabbit's feet are lucky charms. But why is a rabbit's left foot considered luckier? A. Rabbits jump off their left leg. B. Some think the left side is evil. C. Most magicians are left-handed. Did you know it was B, or did you just get lucky? Many ancient cultures believed that the left side had a connection to the devil. In order to ward off dark forces, people fought fire with fire. Thus, the evil left foot of a rabbit was the perfect protection against evil spirits.
Okay. Chris, are you ready for fun fact number one?
Yes. I am going to try to get both correct today because I got both incorrect yesterday and I felt so stupid.
Oh, really? Well, the first one is about math.
I'm terrible at math, but I'll give it a shot.
Well, it's actually not a real math problem.
Oh.
You could maybe just use your normal everyday brain power, your common sense to figure it out.
Okay, as long as it's not, you know, subtracting brain cells.
Okay. That sounds painful. Okay, number one. How did the equals sign...
That's two horizontal bars.
Right. The equals sign become a standard symbol in mathematics. Right, it is standard now. Everybody uses it. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anywhere in the world where people are doing math, they are using the equal sign, the two horizontal lines. Okay, so what could it be? A, researchers discovered it at the pyramids in Egypt.
Okay. I don't know if it's an Egyptian symbol. How about, here's B, it is meant to look like train tracks showing the movement of numbers.
So it's like a cartoon or something. Because the value of the numbers moves from one side to the other. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
All right, well, how about number three? a mathematician grew tired of writing is equal to so often. So I guess before that symbol, they'd have to say 5 plus 3 is equal to, with actual words, what's 5 plus 3? 8. Okay.
Yeah. Well, or maybe they said 5 and 3 is equal to 8.
Yeah, well, can you really be a lazy mathematician? It seems like such a difficult thing. You enjoy hard work.
Yeah, but I think in today's society, we're very lazy about even English. Some people just write LOL to mean laugh out loud.
That's true.
Or BRB to mean be right back. So,
but how about A, though? Because, you know, lots of interesting ancient and important ideas have been found in Egypt. It was an ancient culture, but they really knew a lot, and they did know math.
You know, I would be inclined to agree that that is the answer if it was the Maya people who were really good with math. Mm. But I'm going to stick with C this time.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Chris. You're not so bad at math today because you put 2 and 2 together. If you calculated that the answer is C.
Woo!
Well done if you got C. Okay, so 2 and 2. To put them together is an easy math problem, of course. But when we say you put 2 and 2 together, it means you looked at the information and you figured it out.
You
solved the problem, found the answer.
It's a very good idiom to use. My family likes to use it, usually in a very sarcastic way. So they're using it to, like, make fun of someone. So if it's like, oh, I just realized that this can is for recycling, they might go, yeah, you put 2 and 2 together. They're just kind of being sarcastic. Mm. You finally figured it out.
Because 2 plus 2 is easy, it means, oh, congratulations, you solved a really easy problem.
Yeah. Now, we also heard calculate. Now, calculate, spelled C-A-L-C-U-L-A-T-E, calculate, means to perform a mathematical equation.
Or an operation, such as a plus, minus, multiplication.
Oh, yes. And that's kind of, I think, where we got the idea for the calculator, because it calculates stuff for us.
That's right. So students will often use a computer or a calculator to help them calculate difficult math problems. Okay. So now we'll find out when the equal sign was invented.
That's right. The equal sign was invented in 1557 by Robert Ricord. I believe that is how you say his last name. It's spelled Ricord with an E at the end, so.
He first called them gemolines, which means twin lines. When he first invented this symbol, he drew two lines that look exactly the same. So it makes sense that he called them twin lines, because twins are two things that look the same, including humans. Okay, twins are born on the same day to the same mother.
Okay. Anyway, he felt that writing out the words is equal to was tedious and a waste of his time.
All right, so maybe he was lazy. Well, no, just kidding. He said it was tedious, and something that's tedious is very boring. Think about a job like putting paper into an envelope. All right, doing that one time is okay, but if your job is to put 1,000 of them in envelopes every day, it becomes very tedious. It starts to really bother you.
It's like handwriting the address on a bunch of envelopes, but you know, you could print them all on the computer. It would be much faster and you know, wouldn't be as tedious.
All right, Chris, you got the first one. Time for number 2.
Okay, bring it up.
Rabbit's feet are lucky charms.
Uh-huh.
But why is a left foot luckier?
Oh, okay. This is going to be difficult.
So, what's the deal with rabbit's feet, Chris?
Well, rabbit's feet, they're a lucky charm, at least in Western cultures, and the idea is that you carry this around and you are lucky. Now, many, many lucky charms around the world actually ward off evil. Like, there are blue eyes in Turkey, and I don't want to try to pronounce the name and screw it up, so I won't, but basically they are an eye to look at the evil eye that is watching all people. Now, in Italy, they also have a fist or a hand that's like this that you shake at the devil because it has horns like a demon. So a lot of lucky charms are actually to scare away evil spirits.
Okay, right. So why should a rabbit's foot be a left foot? So here are our choices. A, rabbits jump off their left leg.
Okay. B, some think the left side is evil. Okay, so I did talk about evil, but the left side, I don't know.
And C, most magicians are left-handed. That's very interesting. If that is true, magicians can perform magic better with their left hand. There could be some luck involved there. Now, to be left-handed means you prefer to use the left hand for most of your tasks, such as writing or throwing a baseball or brushing your teeth. And it can be a little bit more difficult to be left-handed because a lot of things are made for right-handed people.
That's
because
right.
Most people on the planet are right-handed. So there are special scissors and notebooks made for left-handed people.
Yes, that's true. Now, here is an interesting word we can teach you. If you can use your left hand and your right hand just as well, you are ambidextrous, which means you can use both.
Okay, that's a good word. Ambidextrous, okay. So, which of the choices do you think it was? A,
Hopping off the left foot. B, left side is evil.
And C,
magicians use their left hand. C seems kind of preposterous. I guess I don't know why there's a connection there. But do rabbits hop with their left foot first? I don't think so. I'm going to go with B.
Yeah, you know, your hint from Turkey with the eyes looking at each other, I think helped you get that. It is B. Did you know it was B, or did you just get lucky?
I probably got lucky, or maybe I knew it.
All right. Well, could you just explain why this is the case? Why the left foot?
Of course. Many ancient cultures believed that the left side had a connection to the devil. Now, an ancient culture is just like a society that was hundreds or thousands of years ago.
Okay, I mentioned the ancient Egyptians, so that would be an ancient culture. And of course, the devil is a demon, the worst sort of ghost you could imagine.
It's like an ancient evil.
Yes. So, in order to ward off dark forces, they fought fire with fire. Okay, so they ward off. This means to protect yourself from something. So, in the summertime, it's nice to ward off mosquitoes. You're keeping the mosquitoes away.
That's right.
Now, these dark forces, a force can be some kind of power, and maybe we can't see it, or it could be a being, some kind of creature that possesses that power.
That's right. Here's an example sentence for force. Many comic books and adventure movies deal with the battle between the forces of good and evil.
Okay. So they would fight fire with fire. And here's a short video to explain that expression.
Shortcut for you.
I want us to win the school music show, but the other team's really good. Their dances are so exciting.
Yeah, we just have to fight fire with fire.
You can't just start a fire because you think we'll lose.
To fight fire with fire means to use the same strategy as your opponent.
Now I get it. To fight fire with fire is 以其人之道还治其人之身.
So we need to use better music and have cooler dances.
So, that's how we can fight fire with fire.
That's right. We have to fight fire with fire. Otherwise, our dances will seem too boring.
Okay, I'll download some hot new songs.
Okay, great.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay, that was a fun shortcut for you. But we should continue. Thus, the evil left foot of the rabbit was the perfect protection against evil spirits. Maybe the idea was that you had this evil thing on you, so maybe the evil beings, the forces of evil didn't see you.
Yeah,
maybe it made you blind.
Well, it's the fighting fire with fire.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense in real life. If there's a fire...
Don't use fire.
Don't put fire on it. Put
Just
water
put,
on it.
Use the opposite thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, spirit, spelled S-P-I-R-I-T, spirit, is a bodiless entity or being. Think of something like a ghost. And then here's an example. Some people say that when our bodies die, our spirit lives on. So they think even though you die, your life kind of continues in a different form. Hopefully you don't, die and then come back as an evil spirit and haunt us. We might have to go get rabbit's feet.
Right. I actually don't have a rabbit's foot. I haven't seen one in a very long time. I think they're not as popular these days as they used to be.
That's right. I used to have one. I had three. I had a white one, a blue one, and a red one. I think it came in an America pack. It was the, colors of the U.S. flag.
Oh, well, how...
Or the flag of Taiwan.
How nice. Okay, well, we are going to go to our For You chat question, so we'll be back after a short break.
For You chat.
Okay, it's time for our For You chat question. So, the question is actually, it has two parts. The first one is, what do you do for good luck? And the second one is, do you have a lucky charm? So to clarify, I think the first question means, do you have any actions that you do to bring yourself luck? And the second one, a lucky charm would actually be something you have, you can hold, some item or object.
The first one, I do not have any actions that I do for good luck. However, I do have what I consider a kind of lucky charm, and only because I'm superstitious in a certain way.
What is superstitious?
Superstitious means that you believe that if you do something, you'll get a good result. Mm. Or if you don't do something, maybe a bad result will occur. Now, for me, it's my baseball cap. I have a Detroit Tigers baseball cap because it's my favorite team from my home state. And I wear it when they have games because I think by wearing it, I'm showing support and they're going to win for me. But if they make it to the playoffs, I can't wear the hat because they don't do well when I wear the hat during the playoffs. So I can't support them, otherwise they don't do well.
Okay, so that's complicated. You think your hat will affect your favorite baseball team?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. Well, I don't do anything like that for a lucky charm. Actually, I do have my own item, though. I have my favorite pen, and I just feel like if I use my favorite pen to take a test that my brain will work better, I'll come up with better answers. And I know it's not a magic pen or anything like that, but I think just a lucky charm makes you feel good to have it with you. It makes you more comfortable in any situation. And you can kind of get a little scared if you forget your lucky charm at home. And the thing about lucky charms is people have all different kinds. So what kind do you have? Talk about this question, but it is time for us to say goodbye. It's been great sharing these fun facts with you.
Yes. And we'll see you when we see you.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Fun facts. 1. How did the equals sign become a standard symbol in mathematics? A. Researchers discovered it at the Great Pyramids in Egypt. B. It is meant to look like train tracks, showing the movement of numbers. C. A mathematician grew tired of writing is equal to so often. You put two and two together. If you calculated that the answer is C. The equals sign was invented in 1557 by Robert Ricord. He first called them Gemeau lines, which means twin lines. He felt that writing out the words is equal to was tedious and a waste of his time. 2. Rabbit's feet are lucky charms. But why is a rabbit's left foot considered luckier? A. Rabbits jump off their left leg. B. Some think the left side is evil. C. Most magicians are left-handed. Did you know it was B, or did you just get lucky? Many ancient cultures believed that the left side had a connection to the devil. In order to ward off dark forces, people fought fire with fire. Thus, the evil left foot of a rabbit was the perfect protection against evil spirits.
Vocabulary review.
Mathematics. John loves numbers and practices mathematics in his free time. Pyramid. The ancient Egyptians built the largest pyramids in the world. Calculate. We need to use a computer to calculate these very large numbers. Left-handed. People who are left-handed find it easier to use special scissors made for them. Force. In this movie, the hero fights against the evil forces of a wizard. Spirit. This house is haunted. Many people say that the spirits of dead people stay here.